Vet Voice. Identity Crisis. Alan Dowd touts the idea of the Congressional District Method, CDM, as a fair compromise between our winner-take-all electoral college system and an equally controversial national popular vote for president, June. Actually, despite the imperfection of the Electoral College, this historical method is far superior to the one Dowd proposes. Under CDM, a state's electoral votes would be assigned based on the winner in each of a state's congressional districts, with a statewide popular vote winner receiving the two electoral votes for that state's U.S. senators. The only problem with this is that many states have politically gerrymandered those districts, which may result in one presidential candidate receiving a majority of the state's electoral votes despite losing the statewide popular vote. The only way CDM could work is if congressional districts were drawn by a nonpartisan body, thus most appropriately reflecting the will of the people. Until that happens, our current system is the best means to voice a state's will in the election of our president. Douglas A. Long, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The uproar in 2000 over George W. Bush's razor-thin majority in Florida documented several serious deficiencies in our body politic, among them the American people's rampant confusion as to the proper role of the federal government, the eagerness of certain candidates to do anything to win office, and the near-total ignorance of the citizenry with regard to our Constitution and the Electoral College it established. For most Americans, universal suffrage and the principle of one man, one vote are so manifestly just that they cannot even conceive of alternative approaches. But the Founding Fathers could and did. If we want to preserve the marvelous system they established, we'd better figure out how to explain its virtues to citizens. F.R. Duplantier, St. Louis. The United States is not a democracy and never was. We are a republic, just as it says in the Pledge of Allegiance. Folks need to understand what might happen under the tyranny of the majority and leave the current system alone. The states remain sovereign, as was the intent of the Federalist system. Bob McGuire, East Syracuse, New York. The Electoral College is arcane, anachronistic, and has served its purpose. In the world's greatest democratic republic, the people should directly elect their national head of state. John H. Thompson, Ogden, Utah. Thank you for this article. It brings to light the terrible changes being pushed by the National Popular Vote, NPV, plan. A democracy is two wolves and one sheep deciding what to have for dinner. The fact that we are a republic protects the sheep from the wolves. Let's keep our republic and the Electoral College. James McCabe, St. Louis. I don't favor either the Electoral College or NPV. Consistent with my definition of democracy is a constitutional amendment eliminating the college and providing for a national popular election. As the article points out, four of our presidents lost the popular vote. After 2 1/4 centuries under our Constitution, we should be ready for a true democracy. Bill D. Burleson, Wardell, Missouri. The Wave. When Ken Olson asked Senators Jeff Miller and Patty Murray what can be done to relieve the pressure on VA benefits claims processors and reverse the backlog, June, they both went into full political speak mode. Miller says the VA system's size prevents Secretary Eric Shinseki from achieving his goals. Murray says that VA is trying to put better processes in place. Neither of them mentioned the A word, accountability. If reelected, President Obama needs to tell Shinseki to cut the backlog in half by the end of the year, and to do it without hiring extra people or having them work overtime, or he can resign. Shinseki should do the same with his regional administrators. If the administrators start holding department heads accountable, and they do the same with their people, perhaps the backlog will shrink. If they say they can't, transfer or fire them. I'm sure they can find returning veterans willing to fill the vacancies. Frank Rooker, New Albany, Mississippi. The March of a New Time. Laura Edwards' article about the Legion's role in the evolution of today's drum and bugle corps really touched my heart. June. As a young girl, I was fortunate to march in corps with Legion sponsors in southern New Jersey. Pre-DCI drum corps gave every kid a chance to be part of something big, learn a musical instrument, and gain some discipline along with lifelong friendships. Dues were cheap, and if you could not pay, they still let you stay. I still have friends I made as a young girl, and in later years marching in an alumni corps. The marching and maneuvering I learned served me well when I arrived at Parris Island, South Carolina, in 1975, and my experience as a bugler allowed me to provide appropriate honors for many fallen Marines during my career. I will be forever grateful for my drum and bugle corps years, which taught me patriotism, discipline, pride, camaraderie, and a love of good music. Patricia Orsini, Washington. It was fun to remember our local corps. Ira Lou Spring Post 149 was formidable. Our area had 8 to 10 Legion, Fire Department, and Fraternal Lodge corps from the 1950s to the 1970s. My lady plays trumpet with Post 264's Band of the Tonawandas. Flip Yates, Lakewood, New York. Keystone XL Pipeline. Regarding the debate over approving this project, Big Issues, June, it would have been nice if Representative Bobby Rush had been as concerned about his Democratic colleagues ramming through an overhaul of our national health care system without necessary review and oversight. As then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said at the time, they had to pass the legislation so we could see what was in it. Dan Crudup, Deerfield, Illinois. Senator John Hoeven fails to mention that House Republicans defeated an attempt by Democrats to require that the pipeline be built with U.S.-made materials, built with U.S. labor, and that any oil piped through it be sold in the United States. All his talk of job creation and reducing our dependence on foreign oil is just more political propaganda. Tom Geronimo, Grand Island, Nebraska. Considering the fact that the United States produces more than 9.5 million barrels of oil a day by CIA statistics, I would suggest that the Republicans are engaging in political gamesmanship when criticizing the Obama administration for not approving the pipeline. There is no reason to rush into a project that could cause serious pollution when there is no dire need for oil. Richard J. Mundy, Las Vegas. Editor's note. American Legion High School Oratorical Contest runner-up Charles Baines was sponsored by Post 127 in Eagle, Idaho. Rapid Fire, June. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206. Magazine at legion.org.